It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Harley Schlanger all the way from Germany, from LaRouche Foundation, one of the chief speakers and wise men of LaRouche, trying to bring about trade, international prosperity, and a defense of Earth strategy. And as LaRouche said, increasing the energy flux density with the human race acting as a, you want to call, agent of good, not only in our local Earth, but as we spread across the cosmos and the galaxy and the solar system, improving the life of not only humans, but every other living thing, and reducing the danger of war and other things by trade, advanced technology, and compassion. And a lot of the ideas that LaRouche had got himself in a lot of trouble with the powers that be to want to do things that are for what I call evil globalism, rather than improving manufacturing, going back to principles discovered in early America, like the Hamiltonian credit system, the Bretton Woods system, which we want to refer to, the Four Powers Agreement we talked about last week. Harley, you've got lots to talk about. The latest, of course, is the demon rats have decided to proceed with this star chamber thing called impeachment. I guess they don't want to just kind of try to see if they can win an election with actual principles. They want to win not only the past election, but the future one, which they won the midterms in the House by containing Russiagate. And it turns out Mueller didn't even remember specific details because his name was on the report, but he didn't remember it because he was just a, if you want to call it like a cover name for the whole report. What we have right now is, I think this is going to blow up in the face of the demon rats. And we'll find it's not just Republicans, by the way. There's some decent ones like Dulcie Gabbard, who's a decent lady who happens to be a Democrat from Hawaii, and she's getting great persecution for being reasonable and common sense. There's a lot of common sense within the LaRouche Foundation that if it's heated, we can, evangelize good business, good human rights, and a defense of Earth strategy against things that could harm our planet. Like we just had over Halloween Eve a high-speed asteroid that passed at literally less than 4,000 miles above the Earth that we didn't have any clue about until it zipped right past us. We need to start being ready for defense of Earth from coronal mass ejections, galactic and solar weather, and near-passing objects. And we need to also be weather for Earth changes such as a pole shift or anything else that could be cataclysmic to the planet. And that means a collaboration of all our scientists, doctors, politicians, and people that can do something about it before we have a disaster. And also bring about things to improve life, like we should be able to, if we have a trade deal with China, bring over thousands of their engineers to help our engineers and build high-speed rails so you can travel along the West Coast or across the Midwest or the Northern Plains at 300-plus miles an hour on high-speed rail rather than having to get on a plane. I think that the future is very bright if we decide to follow a lot of the principles of LaRouche Foundation, which, of course, got LaRouche into prison, and we're trying to get him exonerated now after his death. What's the latest news in terms of the impeachment, Ukraine, all the other foolishness going on that's trying to block the idea of reasonable principles to bring our worlds and our nations together, like in a four-power agreement that we talked about last week?
Well, it should be noted that Representative Al Green, who's a Democrat from Houston,
I'm nauseated right now. You mentioned his name, Al Green. Ugh.
Yeah. When he introduced the first impeachment resolution, right, he said, right, if we don't impeach him, Trump will win again. And I think that's a statement which many, many Democrats believe, which is why they're going with this crazy impeachment. But there's some new information that's come out that I want to share with your listeners.
Right.
Put into an article by a fairly responsible and serious and consistently reliable investigative journalist named Paul Sperry.
Right.
Paul wrote an article in which he divulged the name of the person that many believe is the so-called whistleblower. And what's interesting about the so-called whistleblower...
Actually, we went over that, by the way, yesterday, we actually reviewed that yesterday with our researcher, Gary Richard Arnold. We actually mentioned exquisite detail. We have his full name and all the details about him.
Well, let me give some of the material that you may not have had, which is that this is someone who was a CIA agent.
Yes.
Who was assigned by Brennan to work National Security Agency under Susan Rice.
Right.
Susan Rice was one of the people who coordinated with Brennan and with the John Kerry, Hillary leftovers in the State Department, the coup in Ukraine in 2014. This guy was also very close to a woman named Alexandra Chalupa. Chalupa is someone who worked in the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, opposition research to dig up dirt on Trump during the 2016 campaign. Chalupa is a Ukrainian-American who went to the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, D.C., as well as contacting the Ukrainian government to get as much dirt as she could on Trump and also on Manafort. Now, this is who the guy worked with, this so-called whistleblower, who then was reassigned during the Trump period for a period of time to – he stayed with the NSA for a while. Then he went back to the CIA.
Right.
He's obviously a Brennan operative.
Yeah, let me mention his name because we went over this in exquisite detail. We posted a lot of information. His name is Eric Sierra Mella. Please continue.
Yeah, that's right. Now, he is the one who violated the rules of whistleblowing by going to a congressional source, namely Adam Schiff's office, rather than to the NSA Inspector General.
Right.
It was Schiff's office.
Yeah, in other words, you must have made a mistake. The last two letters of Adam's name are not FF, it's TT. Please continue.
He went to the office there, and they helped him write the whistleblower complaint, which was then used to start the whole operation against Trump on Ukraine, so-called Ukraine Gate.
This sounds like the thing with the British and this report that started this kind of dossier. Please continue.
Well, here's the important thing about it. The timing was auspicious because it occurred when two things were occurring, two processes.
Right.
One, Trump, having survived Mueller and Russiagate, was now moving in cooperation with Putin to crush the remnants of the Obama-supported terrorists in Syria. And this showed that Trump,
which, by the way, included also work with some rhino Republicans like John McInsane and this guy, Baghdadi. And we have an expose on Baghdadi that's pretty nasty because this is a totally manufactured thing. And this whole thing was a play act. Okay. And I've got information I posted up today on today's show that's from the one of the briefings that I totally agree with, because it fits with my intelligence. And the guy I interviewed, it's an intel agent from Iraq that was over there, Frank Gregory Ford, who I had in the show on Wednesday, and he'll be on next week. So I totally agree with you. Please continue.
Well, and here's the point. The first thing is that Trump has demonstrated he will follow through with his campaign pledges to work with Russia to fight against the terrorists that are deployed by the globalists.
Right.
But the second thing that is key to the timing is that it's now clear that Barr and Durham are following up leads. And this was in an article by Larry Johnson, who just did a call last night, an activist call with the LaRouche PAC network.
Right.
What Larry Johnson revealed is that – Larry Johnson's a former CIA analyst who works with the Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, VIPS. What Larry said is that a CIA agent who's still active in the agency that he knows came to him and said that Brennan and Clapper are under investigation by Durham.
Right.
What they're looking into is that Brennan got permission from Obama to begin the Get Trump Task Force in this early – part of 2016 before.
You heard his comment last week, did you, that he actually said, don't blame me because I got orders from Obama.
Please well, that continue. Was Clapper. But let me finish the point on Brennan because this is important, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
That Brennan, according to the CIA operative, with Clapper, pulled together a Get Trump task force in the late winter, early spring of 2016.
Right.
And Brennan went to operatives in MI6, Israeli intelligence, Australian intelligence, and Italian intelligence, and then also to Ukrainian intelligence on the Manafort question.
Right.
So Brennan was carrying out an operation long before the official story of Russiagate came forward.
Right.
Before the Christopher Steele dossier. Now, of course, Steele, as you mentioned, was part of the whole Ukraine coup.
Right.
Steele was in Ukraine in the winter of 2014. The coup was in February 2014, where an elected government was overthrown. The neocon Undersecretary of State, Victoria Nuland, said that the U.S. spent $5 billion to pull off that coup.
Right.
Now, that was
she actually quoted that in her actual public statements that were in the news wires and articles. That's how nervy these people are. They'll actually make public statements and boast it. Like just one of the recent guys said, we love the fact that we have the deep state. I saw it on Fox this morning.
Well, in it also, she was in Maidan Square with the U.S. ambassador giving out cookies to the demonstrators who were the neo-Nazi militiamen.
Right. These, by the way, the Nazis in Ukraine were nastier than the Austrian and the German Nazis. And the way they persecuted the people was obscene. People didn't need to realize the worst death camps were not in Russia, not in Germany or Austria. They're in Ukraine, run by these same maniacs who are still alive and pumping today. And were under Poroshenko, and they're not gone, are they?
And they killed Jews, Poles, Hungarians, Romanians, and Russians.
Yeah.
So anyone who was not Ukrainian, they killed. Now, the fact that Christopher Steele was in Ukraine at that time, sending out memos to Victoria Nuland, through a friend of his named Jonathan Weiner, who was a deputy to John Kerry.
Right.
Jonathan Weiner is the person who later brought the Steele dossier to Bruce Orr in the Justice Department and others.
Right.
So what this shows is that what Barr and Durham were investigating was not just Joe Biden's corrupt son and his drug-addled son.
No, those are minor things.
But the more important thing, that Joe Biden, who brags that he went to Kiev 12 to 13 times during that period, that Joe Biden was coordinating for the Obama administration the coup against the elected government in Ukraine.
Right.
And that this is what became the beginnings of the Russiagate case, as we now know from the role of Alexandra Chalupa and others, the fact that it may very well be that the server from the DNC is buried somewhere in Ukraine, and that some of the Cyrillic writing in the so-called hacking on the DNC computers came out of Ukraine, not Russia.
Right.
So this is what
By the way, Victoria Nuland, which is the State Department, worked directly with these corrupt people to do the coup that removed the properly elected leader of Ukraine and put Poroshenko, who is a drug cartel leader, a human trafficker, and, quote, they called him the Chocolate King because he controlled chocolate and some whatever things, too. But that's the kind of corruption that's going on. It's so damned evil, it's hard to conceive.
Well,
that's
what's going on. Who else did Victoria Nuland work with? George Soros.
Exactly.
So when she said that the State Department pumped in $5 billion, and that also included the National Endowment for Democracy, which is a regime change agency of the U.S. government.
And by the way, the CIA and Soros worked directly lockstep for decades. And it's only during 6 months after Trump took his oath of office that he got rid of and split the thing between Soros and the CIA. The CIA is working with Soros for decades. Please continue.
Well, there are rogue operations in the CIA still working with Soros because Soros is part of the Russiagate.
Right.
He's part of the operation in Hong Kong. Soros is as dirty as they come, and he's still doing dirty business.
And his son is taking over from him. And he actually is doing changing the attorneys general in states across the country so he can affect many things about how laws are interpreted and things are done in cities like Chicago. Right?
Yeah.
Man, man.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have amazing information here from Harley, and we're integrating with what we've talked about on many other shows or on our other things. And, of course, our new channel is our subscription video channel. It's only about 2% of the videos, but it's going to be really, really good stuff. You get access to $30 a month. Please continue, Harley.
Well, just to complete the story on Ukraine, the fact that Barr and Durham are moving ahead, as we talked about last week, the shift to a criminal inquiry from an administrative inquiry means that Durham can put people in prison. He can subpoena documents. He can panel grand juries. And this is why you mentioned
I've heard rumors that there's already a grand jury that's already been impaneled.
Well, you mentioned earlier the Clapper interview on CNN, where Clapper basically said, I don't know why people are looking at me. We just did what the president told us to do.
Right.
Now, I'm sure that had Barack Obama chewing the rug, hearing Clapper throw him under the bus. But Clapper and Brennan both pointed fingers at each other, even though they were tight as ticks when this whole thing happened.
You have to understand, Barack Obama was managed by people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, who wrote the Grand Chessboard. And Zbigniew's daughter actually is on, I think, CNN. So people have to understand what's going on here, right?
She's married to Joe Scarborough now.
Right.
The MSNBC so-called Republican. But Obama, Brzezinski played a role with that, but that goes back a little bit longer than Madeleine Albright, the role she played with Bill Clinton.
Exactly.
The key networks with Obama were the British.
Right.
And this has to do with the whole Kenya colonial tradition. But to stick with this point on the Ukraine story, what could blow this whole thing up is, why was it that Schiff was trying to protect the identity of the whistleblower? Well, because the whole story is phony. But here's the second point. Every single person who's being paraded to this Star Chamber, Taylor, like this guy Morrison.
Sierra Mella.
Yovanovitch, the former ambassador. All of them were up to their eyeballs in the Ukraine coup in 2014. So what Trump should do is make it clear that his concern with Ukraine is that the coup violated the regime change, the anti-regime change principles that he's bringing in, and that he intends to work with Putin to crush terrorists, to crush international drug trafficking. And let me add one other thing. We saw this crazy thing in Mexico the other day where the drug cartel, took on the Mexican army. What immediately happened is López Obrador, the Mexican president, was in contact with Trump's people saying, look, we want to work with you on this. We want to crush them. And Trump said, good, because we're going to do it.
Right.
And so you have coordinated action going on by sovereign leaders of republics who are going to take on these international cartels, whether they're drug cartels, whether they're arms cartels, or whether they're private financial cartels.
Right.
And this is why the Democrats are being told they have to stop Trump now. And this goes back to something that's very significant. In December 2018, the House of Lords released a report on the future of the United Kingdom. And in the preface, it says that while the British can survive one term of Trump, the possibility of that survival is non-existent if Trump has a second term. So it's the House of Lords.
By British, you're talking about the British economy or British what?
The
British hegemony controlling British the world through Jersey and Guernsey Island and the bubble economy in the world, right?
British role in the world, that's right. The financial tax haven, secret banking network, the shadow governments, the Five Eyes intelligence operation.
And the links through the United Nations, where 57 Commonwealth nations are still controlled by the Queen and the what's called Canary Square, and the Rothschilds that control the world system through these proxy banks. The bankocracy, well,
and,
I call it.
And this is what the British call the special relationship.
Right.
And they're saying that this will be destroyed if Trump has a second term. And that sent the message through these banking networks to the leaders of the Democratic Party, who
I got to insert this because this is important. You've said this before. The reason why it'll be destroyed is because if he gets a second term, he'll get a deal with Russia and China. The Belt and Road will be international, which it already is becoming. We will have the nuke problem removed. So is China Sea, Largila Island, and Nicaragua. Russia will be back in the G8, which they should be. China will be able to have not only respect our intellectual property, but they'll have their engineers help us build high-speed rail. We'll collaborate on a defensive Earth strategy and terraforming Mars, which is an international project that's already been started years ago. People don't know this. What people need to start understanding is we need to become a solar and then eventually galactic civilization, and that transition is going to happen this century if we follow after Trump, because Trump's got a vision, and the people that have his vision, like LaRouche, have a vision like Lyndon LaRouche had, that we are about to become an off-planet civilization. And in fact, the only way we'll survive is if we become an off-planet civilization, advanced technology, right?
Well, collaboratively. This is what LaRouche convinced Ronald Reagan of.
Right.
When Reagan deployed LaRouche to be the negotiator with the Russians on the SDI.
Right.
Because the SDI was not merely a defense policy, but it was cooperation in bringing into existence technologies based on new physical principles. Now,
right.
There's something really significant about this going on.
Right.
There's just an announcement of a commemoration of what would have been the 90th birthday of Yevgeny Primakov,
right,
who was one of the leading Russian foreign policy experts, who was part of convincing Yeltsin to bring in Putin. And Primakov endorsed this idea of Russia, India, China, which he called the BRICS countries, working
right.
with the United States, which parallels the proposal LaRouche made for a four-power agreement.
Exactly.
So this is where you see the potential that if Trump fully embraces this idea, he'll be outside the control of the British Empire, British geopolitics, and so on.
It also means that the so-called financial system is controlled by the British through the Vatican, because remember, these guys are cabals controlling it, will then be a fixed currency exchange between these four powers, and we'll have a stabilized world economy. We'll get away from the bubble economy, which is killing us all. We'll have a system where we can actually have stable world government, and third world nations won't be starving to death, and we'll also be able to control, with our advanced technology, space and Earth weather, and prevent cataclysmic events happening, like an asteroid or a major pole shift or anything else. But that needs advanced science collaborating with the top people in the world in order to do that.
Well, Bill,
let me go to something that
I think is significant in this respect. The Vatican, under the current Pope, is basically becoming a Mother Earth cult, a Gaia cult.
Isn't he?
And it's turning against the tradition of the Catholic Church of respect for life. But here's something that's really fascinating.
Right.
Pope Francis, as he's become increasingly open as a greenie, attacked Salvini, the head of the Lega Party in Italy. He
right.
said Salvini is a satanic figure. Now,
that's like the devil calling one of his minions a Satanist.
Well, here's the interesting
It's ridiculous.
Thing.
Salvini is actually trying to do something that's logical and common sense, and the Pope
well,
is the
party,
devil.
His party was the victim of a coup
right.
run by Italian networks tied to the Vatican and the European Union operation under Ursula von der Leyen, who's the new chairman
right.
of the European Council.
Right.
But, so what they did is they got the Democratic Party and the Five Star Movement together to form a minority government. Now,
right.
the Five Star Movement built itself up as an opposition to the Democratic Party of Italy. Now they've embraced them. And so this is the embrace of death. And there was just an election, a regional election in the district of called Umbria. Now,
right.
Umbria is where the city of Assisi is. And Assisi is known because that's where St. Francis came from, St. Francis
right,
of Assisi.
Yeah, like the Tower of Assisi, yeah, right.
Now, the Pope took his name Francis from Francis of Assisi. But in the city of Assisi, the vote went 68% for the Salvini coalition, and the ruling coalition got 22%. So the person the Pope called Satan got 68% of the vote in the hometown of the saint that the Pope took his name for, his papacy. So people in Italy are rolling in the aisles laughing at the fact that the people of Italy are not going to tolerate this kind of European Union chicanery much longer.
Well, you got to understand the chain of authority here, and I'll go over here from the top down. Earth is run by the Druidic Council. The Pope is a Druid. He wears on his head a mitre, which is a fish head pointing toward the sky, which is a symbol of the Draco reptilians who run Earth and are indwelling our world leaders. What's happening right now is the bankers tied to these things are running the world, the Baals, if you want to call it. That's why they talk about their name in the York Rite of 17th York Rite as Yabalon, the creator god, Baal, the fertility god, and the god of all authority and law and money, and Osiris, the god of the underworld that resurrects on Christmas Day. That's why when you see the Pope and he's in his costume and he's dead, he looks just like Santa Claus because that's what they are celebrating. You have to understand that the although there's nice people and Christians within the Catholic Church is Druidic, it's satanic. And unfortunately, there's also a lot of apostate so-called daughter churches, it says about in the book of Revelation. And people need to understand the same thing's going on with both Judaism. Modern Judaism is Babylonian, and they're wizards. And modern Islam is completely Luciferic. People have to understand this. And they have to understand every world government and every agency, let me finish, every agency is evil. And what you guys are, you're decent human beings in the LaRouche Foundation that want to bring us back to not only become godly, but also collaborate all the nations. So that's what God's purposes are. He wants to see a collective of nations that aren't fighting each other and creating a thermonuclear, chemical, and biological war that will eventually not only end the human race, but also all living things on the planet. And we're really close to that if we let these maniacs, like, you know, get rid of Trump or bring in the demon rats or let the British continue doing what they're doing, which is crushing the world economy, right?
Well, Bill, there is a fight within the Catholic Church. There are a lot of Catholics who are still pro-life.
I know there is. In fact, they're more pro-life than most so-called non-Catholics. When I travel around the country, U.S. and Canada, Catholics are much more pro-life than most so-called Protestant Christians. I found out the hard way.
Bill, they don't like what the Pope is doing. The problem is they don't know how to fight it within the church. And it really can't be fought within the church. The fight is taking place now in the streets of much of the world.
Exactly. I've heard another strain of this, though. There's a number of Catholic cardinals, including in America and Europe, that are fighting against him indirectly. And I have a feeling that this Pope is not long for maintaining his position as the Pope of the world.
Well, but let me give you a picture that you may not have of what's happening. In Argentina, the neoliberal government of Macri just got crushed by the government that goes back to the Peronist faction. Cristina Kirchner de Fernandez, or Fernandez de Kirchner, who was the president who was run out on so-called corruption charges, just came back in as vice president with Alberto Fernandez, which crushed the Wall Street government of Macri. In Chile, the government of Piñera is a direct descendant of the Pinochet regime, of the Chicago School, the neoliberal free traders. There are 2 million people in the streets of Santiago, Chile, against this government. And as a result, Piñera canceled the APEC summit that was supposed to take place there next week.
Right.
You have demonstrations in Belgium, in the Netherlands, and Germany of farmers against the EU policy. You still have Brexit to be settled. And we have the Trump
election. So in other words, these riots and demonstrations all over the world are, in a sense, various elements of the same process they're fighting against, right?
Yeah, the normal people who can't survive under the assault of the neocons and the neoliberals are out in the streets and they're protesting.
They can't survive financially or even have food on their table. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. And so what we're doing is that we're providing a program, programmatic leadership. That's what LaRouche has always been about. And his strategy is always the juncture where people Republicans.
And I honestly think that if Trump gets a second term, he will have a trade deal, a peace accord, and the Four Powers Agreement will nullify the British. That's what they're freaking out about, isn't it? That's why Brennan and Clapper and these guys are doing Ukrainegate, I call it, Ukrainegate.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. So basically we're summarizing that if Trump gets a second term and there's a Four Powers Agreement and we get rid of and we have Glass-Steagall, it's the end of the British and the Vatican and the Druidic control of the world finances and the destruction of the world economy and the ecosphere with fake either leftist green agenda and social communism on the other side, hegemony of the right-sided beast as well. So both sides that are putting the human race in danger will be destroyed if Trump gets a second term. It's not just here in America, by the way. populism is spreading and the truth is spreading and people are rising up in every country from Chile to Brazil to all over the world now, Austria, and they're starting to kind of revolt against things like George Soros and the CIA manipulating their economies with orange revolutions. And LaRouche's had these solutions out for decades. They're time-tested. Give us some of those solutions, Harley, because I think we're at the point now where we need to remarshal ourselves, including, you know, not only advise Trump better so he doesn't screw up on some things like 5G and GMO food, but the man is on the right track. And if he doesn't in the second term, we're in really big trouble, aren't we?
Let me go through LaRouche's four laws, because that's what people really have to look into. And for those who don't get it from what I'm going to say right now, go to LaRouchePack.com and just type in LaRouche's four economic laws, and it will be spelled out for you. But it's four simple principles. First, we have to have real banking reform.
Right.
And by that, we mean a return to Glass-Steagall.
Right.
And Glass-Steagall is now being discussed again because the International Monetary Fund just put out a report saying that we could face a situation where one-third of the corporations of the United of the Western world could go under because of debt defaults. There's more and more reporting of this kind of crisis. And so what LaRouche proposed with restoring Glass-Steagall is that you separate permanently commercial banks and investment banks. There's no intermingling of funds. That is, investment banks can't take the savings and deposits of commercial banks to bail themselves out. More importantly, if investment banks get into trouble, there'll be no bailout, there'll be no bail-in, they'll have to eat their losses. If commercial banks are in trouble, we will guarantee the deposits and savings of people, but we'll use the commercial banks as part of a Hamiltonian credit system, which is the second point, to generate credit like through the treasury so that there will be credit available for investment in physical production, especially in point number three, law number three, major infrastructure. Now, by infrastructure, we're not talking about toll bridges or toll roads. We're talking about, as you were talking about earlier, high-speed rail. You know, the Japanese are going to introduce a 600-mile-an-hour train soon. The Chinese are talking about a 500-mile-an-hour
train. Whoa, you're saying that that's faster than most commercial jets, too, isn't it?
Exactly. And the maglev doesn't have wheels. It works on a cushion of air with magnetic levitation.
Right. Well, by the way, people need to know the maglevs are also underground, and there are maglev trains all over the world. I took care of the guys actually building them for Bechtel Corporation and the secret we call shadow government of the world.
Well, the important thing is that if you invest in these things, you're developing new technologies based on new physical principles.
Right.
But you're also cheapening the cost of everything, because the benefit of infrastructure is not the return for the use of the infrastructure means. It's the fact that you have a more efficient, cheaper system. At the same point, you increase the energy density of the system, the energy throughput, so that you are having more power at less cost.
Right.
Now, that's one of the fundamental principles of LaRouche, the increase in energy flux density. And to guarantee that, the fourth law is major investment in scientific research and development, especially in projects such as space, so we can get fusion rockets, so we actually can investigate outer space.
Yeah, but I've mentioned for 12 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor. I have a background in nuclear quantum physics.
Well, but
we've miniaturized them as long as 35 years ago, so they're in our space vehicles for travel between our fleet between here and Mars. We've had colony on Mars since 82. We've been on the moon since even 5 years before the Eagle landed. People need to know the shadow government is doing everything. They're lying to us about everything, including scientific advances. They don't even want life extension.
You asked me about the policy initiatives, and I'm just telling you the fourth point
is please
an
continue.
Open commitment of credit to these areas of science and technology so that they can be then commercialized and used to benefit everybody, not handfuls of networks.
Exactly.
So if you carry out those four laws, you're going to put an end to the funny money speculative casino economy, number one.
Right.
Number two, you're going to start credit for physical production in a way that will rebuild manufacturing, upgrade our transportation, energy, our power systems, you know, doing things like moving power lines underground so we don't have subject to winds.
Well, the way to move them underground is put it what's called plasma lines. You don't lay lines that you have to boost the power of so many miles. You lay plasma lines that don't are not alternating current that generates a resonant field that's toxic to the environment or people.
Well, these are the technologies that are essential and that could be funded if we didn't have these narrow-minded, petty types who say that you can only spend money for something that will return what you spend. The
right.
idea of the Hamiltonian system is that you invest today for the technologies you need tomorrow.
Right.
And that investment today may put you in a deficit today, but the net result of the improvement to the economy will more than pay for it.
Exactly.
Whereas if you only pay as you go, which, by the way, became the Bill Clinton motto.
Right.
If you only pay as you go, or if you limit credit to the amount of gold, which is the hardcore Austrian school, you never have the ability to generate a real surplus.
Right.
And the way you solve these economic problems is you add value to your productive process so you actually can generate a process. And Hamilton had a saying which was really significant. He said, never take on a debt without the means to cover it, without the means to retire it. And what he meant by that was very straightforward. Debt in itself is not evil. It's what you go into debt to do, what you do with the debt. If you use credit to cover unsustainable, worthless financial instruments, then of course it's crazy.
That's the bubble economy they've had since 2008 when they, remember the Big Short where they actually blew up the economy and then they never fixed it and they said they did it, they put people in jail and they did all these things. And then they said, no, we didn't do any of that. So none of the things that should have fixed the bubble economy in 2008 were done. Please continue.
And that's what LaRouche was talking about. In fact, people can go to the EIR website, LaRouchePub.com, and see the speech, the webcast that Lyndon LaRouche gave in July, I think it was July 25th, 2007, where he said, "At the present, with the present policies, there's no way there will not be a substantial systemic banking crisis in the near future."
Right.
And he was absolutely right. And when that crisis hit, he was already prepared with the economic policies, something at the time called the Homeowner and Bank Protection Act, where he said, we will guarantee that people can stay in their homes so that we don't disrupt the whole economy. But more importantly, we're going to make sure there are jobs that will enable them to pay for those homes.
Right.
And if they can't get jobs to pay for them, we'll find them suitable housing.
People needed to realize, though, even the 1929 crash my grandfather explained to me when I was 13, 14, these are all manufactured, just like when they bring the next crisis about, which you think, it just happened. No, it doesn't. Nothing just happens. It's manufactured on purpose, so they have whatever they want to replace as further hegemony, control, and impoverishment of the general population. This is by design, isn't it?
Well, I will say this. The way the 2008 crash unfolded, There were many, many people who didn't think it would happen because they thought they had it covered. And what they realized is at a certain point that they didn't have it covered, that there wasn't a market for this worthless financial paper. So what did they do? They got the Fed to give them money to back up the worthless financial paper.
What happened, and you mentioned before, is there's been a 40 to 60% drop in smaller, medium banks. And a 40 to 60% bloating, it's like taking a pig to market that's fully at market ready, let's say 6 years ago, and continue to feed it so it's now double the size, you can't even get into a truck. That's what they've done to the banks now. The big bloated banks are bigger and fatter, and much of the smaller piglets are dead, the little banks and the medium banks.
Well,
that's what they've done.
At the same time, they've kept major blue chip corporations alive
right.
by giving them money to buy their stock back.
Right, so a lot of it was just consolidation. They did that to actually...
Bill, here's a perfect case.
Yeah.
Perfect case. Look at General Electric. They used to produce decent quality electronic items, consumer items. Now they're essentially a financial company.
Look at Boeing Aerospace. They did the same thing with Boeing. Boeing's a mess now, isn't it?
Of course. And this is when you move away from the investment in research and development. This partly came out of the 1980s when Michael Milken argued that wealth was largely the ability to finance takeovers, financialize everything.
Yeah, Milken, and yeah. Criminal.
What Milken argued is that take over a company and then take its pension fund that's set aside and use that to pay down the debt.
Yeah, well, isn't that what our Mormon friend did, trying to criticize Trump and backstab him in social media? Mitt Romney? And yeah. This is the whole basic idea that if you're a predator and you're a takeover artist, this is good. It's not. It's demonic. And it contracts the economy, and it contracts the number of jobs and everything, right?
And the idea is that in financialization, as long as there's some money that will come from somewhere, you can financialize anything.
Well, that's called a magic money tree that idiots like AOC, I call the one with no cortex. And these crazy Democrats like, Elizabeth Warren's always angry and telling you how much she's going to take over. Even Biden, as bad as he is, just wants to tweak Obamacare, I call Embamacare instead of Obamacare. But these maniacs, they don't even want to solve health care. They want to bankrupt the country. They want destruction. They want control.
They want to make money from people who are getting sick.
Exactly. And they don't want to fix the system. I mean, I'm trying to get through to Trump to give him a half dozen plus ideas that'll cut the cost of health care even further than what he's already done and actually make sure everybody's taken care of and lives longer. But you see the same thing with jobs. It's an innovative economy. If we can't innovate, if we can't create the future, we're dead. And that's the same thing as coming off planet. Eventually, the human beings here have to do great technology that's going to change our way of looking not only at our physical world, but also protect it from other things like incoming asteroids, coronal mass ejections, and major galactic and solar events that can terminate life on Earth. And we're not prepared for that. We're not prepared for the fact that our civilization isn't guaranteed to live into the future unless we advance and become the master of technology, and as Lyndon says, energy flux density.
Well, right? And we have to get the young people to turn away from social networking,
right,
and assume that their worth is defined by the number of likes they get on a Facebook page. Instead, get them thinking about the great challenges that mankind faces,
right,
with intergalactic challenges, as well as the challenges that still face us on this planet of dealing with how do you deal with all the people who are unemployable because they've been destroyed with drugs and alcoholism and depression.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, the idiots and Democrats want to release them from prison. They don't want prisons. But 6% of the population needed to do genetics, diet, and toxic vaccines are predators. I could fix them, but it's going to take a lot of effort and money, and I can train other doctors, which I apprentice free. I don't charge a cent. The problem is the system right now is sick. The political system is sick. The healthcare system is sick. The religious system is sick, and it all needs to be cured. And first off, we have to be, number one, decent human beings. We have to turn to the Creator God. We have to realize what Lyndon wanted to do is we need a collaboration of all nations and all peoples on Earth to allow us to have a future, right?
Well, the starting point is people should go to the LaRouchePact.com and study the four laws of LaRouche and become experts.
Exactly. Again, the two websites are LaRouchePAC.com and LaRouchePUB.com. And if they need to email you to get more information, it's HarleySCH@gmail.com. Thank you, Harley. Another amazing show coming up. Ken Klein, amazing program coming up as well, Hour 3. You don't want to miss it.
It's just a few hours away. It's last call to do your shopping at the last mall.